best time for totalitarians to take over is when the people believe everything and nothing at the same time, when they think everything is possible and nothing is true. And this level of gaslighting coming out of this regime here is so disturbing, because I know what it's about. It's about getting people so that they can no longer think. They can no longer use critical thinking. They're being hit with so much from all sides. We are in a mind war, and I hope people understand that this war right now is being fought in every individual's brain.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. That was our longtime friend Mel Kay. And let me tell you, this is a gripping must-hear conversation, because at the end, we get into some deep, deep woo. In fact, one of the wooiest woo-woo videos I've ever seen in my life. You're not going to want to miss a word of this one. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. Guys, I have a blockbuster show lined up for you. Everything from the White House gaslighting Americans over the success of Bidenomics to Estonia saying no to something that we should all be saying no to. And how about the digital euro and CBDCs, which equals slavery? Guys, we're going to talk about that and much more. And stay tuned, because at the end, I have a piece of woo-woo that if you're not following this story, it'll blow you away. It will blow you away. It may be the biggest story of not only the decade, but of our lifetimes. I'm so glad to welcome back to the show my friend, my good friend, Mel Kay. You can find her at themelkayshow.com and, of course, on Rumble, BitChute, and everywhere. Mel, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. So glad to be back, Sean. You are one of those people that we've been going down this journey, this path. Every once in a while, I just reach out to you and I text you and I say, keep going.
I know.
Like, it's just, it doesn't stop. It's nonstop. But you know what? I think I have a good feeling these days. I know people are all over the place, but I really do see a lot of things coming together, like we talked about before. And I'm really honored to be back on the show. You're doing extraordinary work.
Well, back at you. And I thank you so much for the compliment. By the way, I told you off air, I'll say it publicly now. You look great. You look great. And
thank you.
Moved. You made a move recently to a, let's just say, to a state that cares about liberty. So that probably doesn't hurt either, huh?
Yeah, no. And I also got sick of it during COVID. I'm depressed. I gained a lot of weight. I was just like trogging through. I was doing the show. It was so bad. And, you know, I lived in Manhattan and, the illegals kept coming in. And 3 months ago, that was when there was, I guess, 70,000 illegals in New York City. Before now, there's 120,000. I just said, enough's enough. We sold everything. I said, I'm moving to Florida. That's it. My parents have been here for 30 years. And I just decided I'm going to get back in shape. I'm going to get mind, body, spirit, everything together, because 2024 is going to be a big battle. I think we'll win the war, but we have a big battle ahead. And I just wanted to be as healthy as I could be. And so that's where I am. And that's how we should all be thinking right now, I think.
Yeah, healthy mind, body, and spirit. But guess what? The thing that wears us down is the spiritual warfare. You know, I brought on Nathan Reynolds many times here. He's escaped the Reynolds Illuminati family, and boy, is he a truth teller. This man has more knowledge, biblical knowledge, in my opinion, than anybody I've spoken with ever. And it's because he went through hell as a child who was sex trafficked, satanically, ritually abused, really nightmarish stuff. And he says that there is a radical, intelligent evil behind all of this that is, all of this stuff that's trying to destroy the world and bring us all down, Mel. So body, mind, and spirit, we have to stay strong physically, mentally, and spiritually. And to that end, we have good news to share today, guys. Estonia notifies the World Health Organization that it rejects the pandemic treaty and amendments to international health regulations. Now, you know, we've talked a lot about this on this show. And Mel, I just think it's ironic. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but I did joke via Twitter, are Estonians now freer than we, the American people? We're going to find out soon enough, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And I saw Slovakia too. And I saw, I had on one of the MPs from Romania that is very fighting the what I believe this is all about is Agenda 2030. And he's talking about it too. I know the Netherlands are talking about it too. This is very important. We have to take down the entire octopus of global control, as I call it. I stole that from Charlie Robinson. And they got their tentacles, and the World Health Organization is one of their tentacles, and all of them need to be taken out. And I, you know, the real problem is, and people have to understand this, this installed globalist billionaire oligarchy that has installed the regime in DC, they have their people in the Biden regime that are actually writing the worst of the amendments. And we have to remember that, that these people, Obama signed us on to Agenda 2030 in 2015 without the United States knowing, without anyone understanding what the 17 development goals were, that this was the beginning of globalism, a global world, and the ending of our sovereignty, of our freedom, of our nation, of our constitution. And everything I believe since Obama signed that in 2015 has been the walk towards Agenda 2030. And the World Health Organization's peace is a big part. And taking that out is a big wound to them. So I am just hoping that people keep pushing and pushing. I do believe that the Biden regime is prepared to sign on to this, as they are to our common agenda, as they are to all of this stuff. But it doesn't matter. The people have more power than they think, and we can just keep pushing back. And I think it's a great sign to see other nations doing so as well.
Yeah, I do too. And a shout out to James Rogowski, who I've had on the show. Yeah. Have you had him on?
Yeah, well, I've talked to him. We were on a show together not too long ago.
Well, shout out to James, because I think the people of Estonia probably have James Rogowski to thank for this, because he's the one who's been sounding the alarm on this. You're right. The Biden regime is ready to throw Americans under the bus in every conceivable possible way that they haven't already done so. And they've already done so with open borders, wars on every front. It's really quite shocking. And amidst all of it, the Biden regime continues to gaslight the American people. Are you ready for this? Mel, you're going to love this. American families are enjoying lower prices this holiday season. Listen to this.
This holiday season, families are seeing lower prices on everyday items from gas to groceries. As holiday shopping starts, shelves are stocked and prices for toys, TVs, and used vehicles are all down from last year. And we just saw record Black Friday sales.
Oh my God.
Okay, so look, at what point does a government, a puppet government, a banana republic, lose all credibility? At what point? I mean, I think it's already happened, Mel.
Yeah. You know, I bring up a lot, because I was, when I was younger and I was a screenwriter, I wrote a screenplay about Hannah Arendt and the banality of evil from Eichmann's, when she covered the Eichmann trial in Jerusalem. And she has a saying in Origins of Totalitarianism, where she says the best time for totalitarians to take over is when the people believe everything and nothing at the same time, when they think everything is possible and nothing is true. And this level of gaslighting coming out of this regime here is so disturbing, because I know what it's about. It's about getting people so that they can no longer think. They can no longer use critical thinking. They're being hit with so much from all sides. We are in a mind war, and I hope people understand that this war right now is being fought in every individual's brain. And the more they do this, this is straight up evil, what they're doing and how they're twisting everything around. And, you know, this is funny. When she said that, I thought of what you had brought up before about the World Health Organization. I do want people to understand what did happen at the World Health Organization that we really have to be aware of, because she's part of this entire movement to destroy America from within. And I believe when they put out stuff from Joe Biden's office, she's one of the people that's orchestrating the wording and everything. We have to remember the World Health Organization, just at their last meeting, they redefined pandemic to include climate change, gun violence, systematic racism, inequality, all this stuff. And you have to remember that their whole goal, in my opinion, is Agenda 2030. They're all committed to it. They're post-America at this point. The globalist billionaire oligarchs of America are already done with America, in my opinion. And this woman's pushing, perpetuating this. At the same time that she knows, not only is it not true, but that the American people should be, if these were good people, they would be telling the American people right now, like, listen, the BRICS nations are coming together, the dollar's in danger, we have to tighten our belts, we should be, you know, being very practical. Right now is about saving what you have and weathering the storm. And they're saying exactly the opposite. They're actually encouraging people that the economy's good, go out and shop, you know, all of this. It's just every day they are pushing people to be more and more susceptible to brainwashing. I mean, that's all I see here.
I completely agree, but they're also starting to wake up normies. Okay, anybody that can pay attention, right? If you have any critical thinking skills at all, And a lot of young people do, believe it or not. I mean, young people get a really bad rap these days, especially the ones that fall for the cultural Marxism, okay? But there are some smart young people out there who are saying, why am I paying taxes to a criminal government that is stealing from me when I will never be able to afford to buy a single family home? I can't even make ends meet. I cannot pay my bills. People are waking up. So now we see these governments pushing for digital dollars, digital euros, and central bank digital currencies. The ECB, the European Central Rothschild Bank, starts preparation for digital euro in multi-year project. Now, how in the world are they going to get people to comply when the governments of the world have lost all credibility? They're going to have to try to force comply all of us into this. And I don't think they're going to get away with it. So let's listen to this clip from Christine Lagarde, and then we'll break this down.
How can switching to an electronic currency help?
Now we have in Europe this threshold. Above 1,000 euros, you cannot pay cash. If you do, you are on the gray market. So you take your risk. You get caught, you are fined, or you go in jail.
Mel, did you hear that? You'll go to jail if you use $1,000 in cash or more in the euro now because of this digital euro project. But wait, it gets better.
You know, the digital euro is going to have a limited amount of control. There will be control. You're right. You're completely right. Mm-hmm. We are considering whether for very small amounts, you know, anything that is around 300, 400 euros, we could have a mechanism where there is zero control. But that could be dangerous. The terrorist attacks on France.
Oh, please.
By 10 years ago were entirely financed by those very small anonymous credit cards that you can recharge in total anonymity.
All righty, we'll pause it there. So, you know, because
they're such
gracious, benevolent people, they're considering allowing the serfs and the plebs to transact in $300 or $400 at a time with no surveillance or control. But that's so dangerous, Mel, because you know, terrorists.
I mean, the level of deception and lying, and they know that they're lying. The truth is that their bank is broken. Their whole model is broken. The Great Reset was about this. The whole climate change money transfer is about this. All of this is about this. And they're losing control, especially because of the BRICS nations movements and all of this other stuff going on. And we also have a lot of financial crimes, decades of financial crimes. You saw Pentagon just failed another audit for trillions of dollars. I mean, what we're talking about is these criminal enterprises. And this is why it's really hard to understand. I woke up this morning and I thought, we're post-government. The government is completely captured. The financial markets are completely captured. We really have to do, you know, we're not going to vote our way out of this. And this is one more way. We have to reject this. And you see how she's saying it's about terrorism. Listen, they're going to say, I think most people that watch you and watch me understand, the central bank digital currency is connected to the global digital ID that Tony Blair and them are out there talking about right now. It is connected to the World Health Organization passport. It is connected to everything. And they're going to be pitching it here, and they are already over there. As also, you need the global digital ID, not just the digital central bank digital currency. You need the full ID wallet. It's a digital wallet. It's all over. If you go and put it in World Economic Forum, weforum.org, or look it up even on the World Bank, IMF, on any of the tentacles, it's the same language. What it is it's also, these are programmable tokens. They can be turned off at any time. They will include a social credit score and the ESG score, which they're rebranding both of those things into something called inclusive capitalism, which is controlled digital socialism. And they will also include, apparently, like you said, your health records, everything, and your climate footprint and all this nonsense, and internet of things. And again, of course, they'll pitch it as all for your own good. The truth of the matter is that their model's broken. They do not have this money anymore. The printing machine is no longer working. China is dumping treasuries. Saudi Arabia on the 1st of January is supposed to join BRICS. That means the petrodollar is imploding. I hear the EU is totally broke as it is. And you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to transfer it all. And they have the COP conference this week where they're talking about a new Wall Street, where all these same people, these central bankers and these the octopus of global control people and the Rockefellers and all of them, that they control all of natural resources on planet Earth with this natural asset class that Bloomberg and Kerry are up there pushing, and of course Yellen and all of them, and they want to transfer all of our wealth to the World Economic Forum Davos crew and their banking overlords and have them us. That is the real own nothing and be happy. It's because their financial model is broken. And if they can make us all walk towards this financial central bank digital currency, then guess what? All their criminality is erased. It's all fake. It's all zeros and ones on a screen. And again, they control it by an algorithm and an AI that they control. And that's the most important part about all of this. And this is all part of the 17 development goals to digital slavery, track and trace surveillance. Honestly, a dystopian Ready Player One Minority Report future for all. The 17 goals, one of them is about poverty. And they're pitching this as a solution to poverty too, the central bank digital currency with the world ID and the digit. This is not what it's about. What it is about is literally controlling every aspect of life. And you have to remember, this goes along with all the satellites that have already been up there. Joe Biden put in multiple executive orders, all geared together in line with Agenda 2030, all of his executive orders, in my opinion. And a couple of them are about blockchain, ledger technology, biometric data. And a lot of people were looking at the 87,000 agents in the executive order for the IRS. The scarier part is the AI and the technology in the IRS executive order, and then the biometric data. And we know all about that. A lot of this is about actual right away taxes. They want to take out the ability for there to be a middleman, like somebody doing your taxes or TurboTax. Forget all that. They're going to do it through this ledger technology blockchain that's all paid for in the infrastructure bill that somehow John Podesta is running the money for. I mean, we are dealing with true, we are a captured nation by the worst people on the planet. The good news is I think a lot of people see it. The bad news is that they are running pilot programs and they're getting to people that maybe aren't informed or still watching CNN and MSNBC and think that those people aren't deceiving them. And they're encouraging people to sign up for the central bank digital currency pilot program in America right now. And we should be warning people, like, once you're in, it's full track and trace surveillance, that they watch everything. And it's really, really important that people do not fall for this. There is nothing good about the government watching every transaction and being able to police you financially. It is the end of freedom.
100%. And in 1 second, I want to play another clip, this time from a whistleblower, economist turned whistleblower, Professor Richard Werner, about CBDCs. I want to play that in just 1 second, but you mentioned something very important. Two names: John Kerry, the skull and bones man, a complete traitor to our nation, and John Podesta, who lives croak and continues to point the finger at and remind people that this is a man who is knee deep in pedophilic art and was part of the WikiLeaks emails that brought spirit cooker Marina Abramovic to the scene. For people to start paying attention to. These are truly deplorable, horrible, treacherous people. And don't you find it funny that John Kerry's daughter appearing at the World Economic Forum in support of all of this stuff? And there is nobody who loves UN Agenda 2030 more than John Kerry. And by the way, he looks like a walking skull. I mean, that man looks like he's dead.
Well, don't forget, John Kerry's daughter also married an Iranian oligarch. You know, remember all those videos of him walking around Paris with like the head of Iran, and when all that stuff was going on with the transfer of the pallets of cash to Iran and all of that, it was all John Kerry. It was all up in there. I'm of the belief that when President Trump won, they went across the street to that firm that Blinken and a bunch of other people were working at called WestExec, and they continued the entire Agenda 2030 plan, globalism plan. You know, Soros is a university in the EU. I call it his color revolutionary university. You know, the library there is named the Blinken Library after Tony Blinken's parents. What happened was they signed on to this. Kerry, all of them, they are all globalists. They are post-American. And people have to start understanding that. I just saw, I think it was Grinnell or maybe Bongino, somebody put out something and said, God, these American companies are doing this and that. I guess it was maybe about Target's new line of Santa Clauses. And I said, they're not American companies. That's where it begins and ends, the mistake. They are globalist, billionaire, oligarch-owned entities being run as if they're American companies. They're done with America. These people, they're post-American. They are done with America. And that's what we have to understand. We cannot allow these terrible people. And I'm glad you brought up John Podesta. People must understand John Kerry is running this giant slush fund as the climate czar, asking for a world, again, if people don't believe there's a one world banking system, which the central bank digital currency we're talking about, folks, is run by the IMF, the World Bank, that is connected to all of these other groups. This octopus of global control is real. The IMF and the World Bank and the opaque above them, BIS, they will be running that central bank digital currency. The BIS and the IMF put out all the parameters for running this to all countries, including America. So this is not an American digital currency. It is a global digital currency. But John Kerry, as our climate czar, right, he's also talking about a global 15% tax on our GDP that goes to the same crew, the Davos crew, the IMF, World Bank, BIS, and above, below them, all the groups, CFR and all the whole group, these globalists, and they want a transfer of 15% of our GDP into a fund for climate emergency and climate change that John Kerry's championing. And then most people don't know, John Podesta on the other side is funneling out the money to all of their friends. Don't forget, not only was John Podesta Bill Clinton's Secretary of State, he also ran Hillary Clinton's campaign, where we know the Seth Rich incident happened. We know the Russiagate incident happened. The guy running the SEC was like the treasurer of Hillary Clinton's Russiagate campaign. I mean, and you have to understand that he's running the infrastructure bill, which is a Green New Deal bill, and they're spreading money all over the world that will facilitate Agenda 2030. These people are in on it. The 17 development goals are sustainable for them to sustain their control, their power. Like, you're talking about the bloodlines in these families. And what people do have to understand about this now, which I get more than I used to, is that they don't have an allegiance to any country. They don't have an allegiance to any flag. They don't feel akin to any people. Just like in Tragedy and Hope, I'm sure a lot of people that watch this have read that. I believe that Carol Quigley, who was a professor at Georgetown and was a mentor to Bill Clinton, surprise, surprise, that he, when he's laying out what they're talking about, he calls them a super class. They believe that they are super class. I call them the Fourth Reich, and I don't care what anyone says about it. If you look at the Third Reich and you look at their goals and you look at what's going on now with what I call the Davos crew, but Davos is the front man. They're happy to be the PR firm for the globalist billionaire oligarch, this despicable group of people that want to control everything and everyone and all things on planet Earth and play God. They really do look at 7.9 billion people as useless eaters, as Kissinger said, as, Harari saying, I don't know what we're going to do with all these useless people, I guess, video games and drugs. They feel sad that people procreate in Africa and South America. They want to end that. They feel like that's bad. They feel bad for the people. They use our empathy, our humanity, everything against us through that despicable, disgusting organization known as the United Nations and all their groups. It has always been about the one world government. And guess what? They're just as close as they could be. And I believe they're as far as ever, because too much of this is coming out and too much is clear. But people have to really understand we are dealing with true, desperate animals. And how do you trap a dangerous animal, right? Well, it's not easy. And that's why I say this year ahead with mind, body, and spirit, and everyone really putting aside their differences and really realizing right now, it is our sovereignty, our borders, language, culture, our future, our children, freedom, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, versus Agenda 2030, globalist, top-down, totalitarian technocracy, worldwide, controlled by satellites, and biometric data, Internet of body, Internet of things. You will no freedom, folks. That's why I say left and right, Republican and Democrat, leave it at the door. Come on in, but let's come in. Let's join right now in the cause of freedom and liberty and sovereignty, because if we lose that, nothing else matters. And that's where I think we are in this next year.
I think you said something spot on there. They're as close to getting their one world government and new world order as they've ever been. And they're as far away from it as they've ever been, which really does put them in a very precarious situation as humanity wakes up. Because guess what? I got news for these sons of bitches. I got news for these demon creatures. The American people are not as compliant as the Chinese people. Now, you got the model you want in China. We know that's your model. You want to roll that out here. We're a different fish to fry here in America. Okay. We're not going to fall for this BS, especially now that we're waking up. In support of what you just said, I want to quote Ernest Hemingway's 1926 novel, The Sun Also Rises. How did you go bankrupt? Bill asked. Two ways, Mike said. Gradually and then suddenly. So here's the good news. I get torn about this. I love our republic. I love our nation, but I hate our government. And I think more and more Americans are feeling that way. This despotic corporate government in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, its own sovereign nation unto itself. It does not represent we the people. That's why it's been hijacked by this criminal cartel, this Zionist Rothschild banking cartel. The international bankers are the terrorists. So when we hear Christine Lagarde talk about terrorism and $300, $400 funding terror, give me a break. It's the criminal international banks that are the terrorists.
Yep.
So with that in mind, I want to play this clip, guys, because here's what's coming if you comply. Former World Economic Forum global leader for tomorrow turned whistleblower, economist Professor Richard Werner explains how, according to his sources, CBDC, central bank digital currency, will ultimately be held on a small microchip implanted under the skin.
And the final stage is, you know, it's small and it's the size of a grain of rice. Now, why is that?
And it that grain of rice is your entire wallet, or?
Yes, it's your digital ID, your wallet, can be your passport, your key. Now, of course, what we found with our debit cards or credit cards is they've already now moved to the system in RFID chips, technology, where you just wave the thing.
Yeah.
Contactless.
Yes.
That is sort of the you know, conditioning us in this direction. That in the future, you'll just wave your hand because you've got the microchip, the microchip implant under your skin.
All right. You know, that is deeply disturbing. And it really does help us all understand the slippery slope into this digital terror, this digital terrorism, this digital fascism. He's right. How many of us accepted the new cards, right, with RFID chip in them? Boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be, it might be easier for them to get people to comply than I think, Mel, because it is a slippery slope.
Well, we have to remember, don't forget, there was a bunch of executive orders. Again, I just have to tell everyone, please go back. 2015, Barack Obama signed us up to Agenda 2030 and the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. In September of this year, the Biden regime put out an entire White House form about that they are complying with Agenda 2030 and the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. Please go look it up. It was just in September and they reaffirmed, and it's all global. It's all global citizenship. It's all global. And the only way that they can do that is if we all accept this, because they have to get us all to have these digital IDs, these track and trace surveillance. And don't forget, the O'Biden regime, I call them the O'Biden regime because they're really the Obama regime. The O'Biden regime also, don't forget, put in executive orders about biometric data, biometrics, the cancer moonshot. A lot of this stuff is about connecting us digitally, track and trace surveillance in every way. And this is all the way into your mind. I know everyone are big fans of Elon Musk. I'm telling you, the Neuralink and all of that. I anyone that wants to get that, I see people lining up to try it out. He's promoting it. That's you have to understand, your human brain needs to constantly be working, constantly everything. It's neuroplasticity. It can keep moving and growing and everything creative. All of this stuff they want to stop. I don't know about Neuralink. I'm just saying that anything that they want to put under your skin does not come out. Okay. And a lot of this science comes out of when you and I both were covering very heavily Jeffrey Epstein back in the day before he was Epstein. And you and I were covering, I know you did shows on it and I did too. A lot of the technology he was funding with Bill Gates and that Robert Lieber and the Human Genome Project and CRISPR and all of this stuff, what they were also doing is funding a lot of this quantum dot stuff and this surveillance under the skin and the transhumanism and meshing computers with humans. And where is the line between this and that? You know, and I go back, you know, I was a screenwriter for 20 years. I still am, but I don't do that as a living right now. I will again, but I have to tell you, you go back and you watch Minority Report. Do you guys really think they don't have that technology? That's not where we're headed. You know, you watch a lot of these movies, Transcendent, there's a lot of these movies that have technology, even some of the Marvel movies, that is real and they have it. And it's in these hands, like you're saying, of this globalist billionaire oligarchy and their international banking cartel. And all of their tentacles under UNESCO and UNICEF and everything connected to the UN. It's always been this and always will be. But now they have the technocracy aspect. The technology is involved now. And now they have also the totalitarian control. They're using the Marxism and communism. And it's all coming for your brain. And a lot of this stuff, Sean, I know you know, and a lot of both of our audiences know, if you go look up in DARPA or in NATO or any of that, and you look up cognitive warfare or, you know, brain mapping, mind control, they don't hide. And it goes back to Kino, and you and I have covered Mind Wars. They don't hide that all of this is about literally turning human beings and your brain into something that they can control individually, by groups, by society, or by nation. So everything that we're giving them gives them control. And, you know, I see these people lining up. So many people did it during the COVID. We saw all the 5G go up, but we also saw people wanting to go on planes, and they were so manipulating us in the airports and being very abusive. And you were just like following orders in the airports if you, God forbid, you flew. And everyone was lining up to get their retinas scanned by Clear, you know, and everyone's giving their facial data. You know, and it's so easy to open my phone with my face. Well, go look at what, like you brought up, China looks like. And don't forget, I hope people understand, everyone talks about Bill Gates and Larry Fink and you know, some of these other characters that are in the front lines of the technocracy and the billionaire oligarchies that captured America, Soros, all the Arabella guys. Eric Schmidt is behind the scenes. Not only is Schmidt Futures totally in bed, but he's behind the scenes basically running the entire Biden AI. He has all these Department of Defense contracts. He has a lot of his staffers from Schmidt Futures. Remember, people, Eric Schmidt used to run Google and Alphabet and all of that. He basically just wrote the AI Bill of Rights. Him and Kissinger wrote a book about transhumanism and the future of human robots, basically. Well, he is the architect, and believe me, Fink was involved too, in the social credit track and trace surveillance system that is up and running in China. Google China helped them do that. And he's behind the scenes writing the AI Bill of Rights for the Biden regime right now. So everyone has to be very, very careful as to what they are giving the government, especially when it comes to technology, to track and trace surveillance, all of this. I know it seems cool to have an implant when Elon Musk tells you that Neuralink will help people that have, you know, no limbs or can't see, have sight and stuff. But who's controlling it? All of this technology can probably be used for good as it can be used for evil. But as you know, Sean, because that is what you do on your show, you identify these puppet masters, and they are nefarious evil beings. And if they control the algorithms and they control all of this technology, then what? You know, until we save the planet and turn it around, you brought up before, and I'll end on this. You know, a lot of people use that Trump used to say all the time, they're not after me, they're after you. And I'm in the way. I've been really saying to people, listen, they're not after America. They're after the world. And America is in the way. And we have to really understand that. And we have to be on the front lines of rejecting every single piece of this technocracy takeover. Because once they implant you, they win.
That's right. And, you know, the move towards transhumanism is only going to speed up further, because they don't want us to be free, sovereign human beings. They want us to be part machine, which they control. And so it truly is Luciferian. The plan is completely Luciferian at the very top. People like Larry Fink over at BlackRock, people like Eric Schmidt over at Alphabet, people like Barack Obama, they are just players in this game to ensnare humanity. And so I do want to round out the conversation with two more stories. One, excellent news and a great example for humanity. And the other, deep, deep woo. So first, I want to share this with you in the audience. I thought this was exceptional. I happen to like Mr. Beast. This is a guy who has the biggest YouTube channel in the world, and he pours every nickel he makes into making better and better videos and essentially giving a lot of the money away. Look at this.
This is the first of 100 wells we're gonna build in this video. Oh, water!
You just witnessed a small village in Kenya get access to unlimited clean drinking water in less than a second.
One down, 99 more wells in Africa to go. You're gonna love this video.
Combined, these 100 wells are gonna give around 500,000 people fresh water to drink. And after building some more wells on this side of Kenya, we flew south to the school system of Nairiri. And let's just say, they were really happy to see us.
How's it going? I was not expecting this.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you for the welcome. I'm not even sure how to react.
All right, guys. If you're wired at all like me and presumably like Mel, you got goosebumps from that, right? Why does that make you feel so good? Because this is the purpose of life, helping others, giving back. You get an endorphins rush when you do that. So I just wanted to share that with people because it's a YouTuber making a difference in Africa, whereas what? The United Nations, Bill Gates, I mean, the rest of these foundations, they never help anybody, Mel. They're going to keep Africa enslaved in perpetuity if it's up to those people. And by the way, Mr. Beast took a lot of heat from leftist organizations for doing what he did in Africa, building 100 water wells, clean drinking water for Africans, and it pissed off a bunch of leftists.
Yeah, I think it's great, and I think it's really important. I'm glad you showed that, because I've been doing a lot of talking about this too, and this is, you know, we're not going to vote our way out of this. We're not going to, we're going to have to find our own heroes and our own leaders, and there's a lot of place for that right now on every level. And you're absolutely right. I do full presentations on the United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank, USAID, and what they do. What they do is debt slavery models all over the world. I know we've talked about it before. Obviously, John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, is something everyone should read and understand. All of these organizations connected to the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, all of them, they go into these nations, what they call developing nations. They've been in there for 75 years. These nations have not developed. We have the money. We sent supposedly we sent $100 billion to Ukraine. And you're telling me that there's places in Africa and South America and the Middle East that don't have running water, that don't have internet, that don't have electricity, that don't have highways. There's all over Israel and all over a lot of places in the Middle East, there's full desert that has grazing cattle and vegetation and all of, you're telling me we can't do that all over Africa and South America? Of course we can. We don't only have the money, the technology, the ability. Look at Mr. Beast doing it himself. He figured it out. Are you telling me we can't do that? Of course we can. There's plenty of money to do everything that we want to do. And I think that that's one of the big fails of their Ukraine operation, was that they showed us that they have the money to end homelessness all over America, to make sure that there's running water, electricity, vegetation, schools, thriving technology all over Africa, all over South America. If they wanted it, they don't want it. They want slavery, now digital track and trace surveillance for the Western world that's developed, and to keep that place undeveloped. And another thing I'm glad you brought up here is, he talked a little bit about the CCP before and all of that. Well, when our neocons back with the in 2000 with the Project for the New American Century decided the future 100 years for we the people, without our knowledge, without using our money, of course, they decided to militarily take over the world. At the same time, the Chinese Communist Party decided to go around the world and build ports and railroads and electricity and water and dams and all of that. And so they went around the world as their military plan, I believe, as well. But they went and they really developed these nations. And you know who didn't? We didn't. And I believe the American people, if they were aware of that, would be very angry to know that their money has been spent on endless wars and, you know, military bases all over the world, when it should have been spent countering China and going around the world and developing these developing nations with all the technology and all the money and all the power we had to make them consumers as well as trade partners and educate these people. And the more brains and technology, and I mean, such a waste. We should have been countering China's Belt and Road Initiative with our, with, instead of with their communism and socialism on the other flip side of that, we could have been doing the same thing and promoting freedom and liberty and justice and education and creativity and all that stuff. And we didn't, and we missed the boat. So good for Mr. Beast, but I want that to be for everyone out there. And I don't understand why American, actual American companies aren't going into Africa and aren't going into South America and doing it themselves. Stop waiting for the government. And if they are controlled by the global billionaire oligarchy, all they want to do is suck the resources and everything they can out of these nations, like they did to Libya and everywhere else, and leave them shells of what they were. And I think humanity and we the people and the people of the world get it. And I think on the other side of this, when we win this battle and we move forward, that we're going to find real cooperation for all nations. I believe that all nations should put their nation first and that they should all have the leaders that they want. And we can have real cooperation. And that clip is proof that, you know, one man can do that. Well, what can 100 million people do that have that same goal that Mr. Beast had? It'll be a much better world on the other side. But we got to slay that entire octopus of global control this time. We didn't do it after World War II, and we should have. So now we have a second chance to take them out and then to actually go for a thriving world that works in cooperation with each other for humanity and God.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'll just add to that, that these Rothschild central banks around the world are the greatest purveyors of evil on planet Earth, because their goal is to extinguish our ability to have human sovereignty and wealth, lasting wealth. Just look at the tax system. You know, that man that I've been speaking about, that friend of the family who passed away in his sleep, yeah, about a week and a half ago, he had quite a bit of money. He was a very accomplished man. But of course, the state wants half now that he's gone. I mean, so no wealth, no generational lasting wealth, as long as we have these criminal governments. And let me say one other thing, guys. UN Agenda 2030 is designed to make us, we the people in the Western world, live like the third world. Okay, it's exactly. Not to lift up the third world like Mr. Beast is trying to do. It's to bring us down so that everyone is equal in poverty. Everyone's equally poor. Okay, one last clip to play. This is kind of a big subject. I don't know how deep we want to get into this, but I think it's the weirdest story of the decade. Deep, deep woo. MH370, that missing Malaysian airliner. There's now an investigation, and it is quite an investigation. I have done quite a bit of research into this. I've followed Ashton Forbes on Twitter, on his YouTube channel. I've watched very long videos in which he debunks the debunkers. His investigation is called MH370X, and it involves two U.S. spy satellites in sequence tracking this airplane as it vanished, and these satellites allow for stereoscopic imagery, so kind of 3D, 4D imagery, that absolutely proves, we think, that this video that you're about to see is authentic. There's also an additional piece of footage from a U.S. military drone showing the same airplane vanishing. And before I show the video, I want to read this from Kim.com. Because for anybody who thinks this has been debunked so far, think again. Kim.com, I respect Kim.com a lot. He's the one that said he knew who the WikiLeaks leaker was, the DNC leaker, and right, it was Seth Rich. And yes, Kim.com had the information, and he was willing to bring it to the United States if he was guaranteed protection and then safe passage back to New Zealand. He was going to spill the beans. And of course, the FBI and the criminal government here didn't want to hear from Kim.com. So let me just read this quickly before I show the video. Kim.com says, this is potentially the most significant leak of military tech in history. There is video evidence from 2014 that the U.S. military is in possession of technology that most would describe as alien. Objects that fly with some sort of gravity propulsion, with unbelievable speed and maneuverability, shielded by a vacuum layer that can potentially penetrate anything. These advanced objects seem to be able to create portals that can make a Boeing 777 airliner disappear in an instant. This evidence has been out there for a decade, but it took just X Ashton, that's Ashton Forbes, and his investigation to attract wider attention. Many of you have seen the Tic Tac UFO videos filmed by U.S. Navy jets in 2004. The 2014 evidence seems to suggest that this technology has been in the possession of the U.S. military for a long time. The evidence is compelling because it was filmed from three different surveillance platforms simultaneously, two U.S. spy satellites, which I mentioned, and one U.S. military drone. The leaked videos, when combined, create a problem for debunkers because the physics match up from these different angles. It would take a gigantic, gargantuan effort to fake something like this. This could be the most significant leak of military technology in history. Surely the U.S. government will attempt to discredit it, but now it's in the public domain and a crowd investigation is taking place. The implications are enormous. What makes this discovery so controversial is this technology was allegedly used to make flight MH370 disappear, a tragedy that is surrounded by many conspiracy theories. How does a passenger plane vanish without a trace? Please watch this video. I'm following developments closely. Now, let me add one last thing. Because the debunking and the efforts to debunk the video you guys are about to see have attracted so many trolls to this subject, Kim.com is now offering a $100,000 reward to anyone who can provide him these original videos without the orbs that you're about to see in the videos. Let me just play this, and then let's talk about this.
Hello, everybody. This is Ashton Forbes, here to bring you the MH370X Flight Path Explainer. The plane takes off at 1642 UTC from Kuala Lumpur, headed to Beijing. At 1719 UTC, the pilot says, "Good night, Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Around 1721 UTC, a lithium-ion battery fire explosion occurs and is seen by Mike McKay on an oil rig 300 miles away. He sees fire for 5 to 10 seconds. Nine witnesses along the coast hear loud noises at the same time. The plane goes dark. In the case of a fire, the first response is to pull the main buses and restore the circuits one by one until you have isolated the bad one. If they pulled the buses, the plane would go silent. The plane heads towards Penang, Langkawi International Airport. The pilot knew the train was friendlier towards Langkawi, which was also closer than Kuala Lumpur. At 1730 UTC, there's a communication with another pilot who hears the voice of one of the pilots of MH370. At the same time, eight fishermen on a boat 10 miles off the coast see the plane flying unusually low, consistent with a depressurization emergency event, attempting to provide oxygen for the passengers. The Malaysian Minister of Defense claims the plane was not identified, but admits they knew it was a non-hostile civilian airliner. The plane flies over Langkawi at 1752 UTC when the co-pilot's cell phone pings a cell tower. The plane doesn't land either due to the fire or because they have communicated a rendezvous point. The plane continues to the Nicobar Islands until around 1840 UTC, when a witness, Kate Teed, sees a glowing orange plane with dark smoke coming out of it. This is consistent with the crew battling the lithium battery fire with halon fire suppression devices, releasing bromine, a halogen gas. Soon after, the videos begin. They show smoke coming out of the back of the plane consistent with the fire. The plane is descending in the videos consistent with an intercepted, Chinese-only reported communication. It claims the plane was attempting an emergency landing and disintegrating. The plane's altitude is low in the videos, as proven by the cumulus clouds that only form between 1,000 and 5,000 feet, also consistent with the witness's sighting.
Now, it's being manually tracked. Watch the camera on the right. Well, actually, watch both cameras. They're being manually manipulated by somebody, right? Presumably on the ground. They're following, they're tracking this airliner. These orbs then circle the airliner. And by the way, we should talk about Freescale Semiconductor and their superconductor technology. I think there were 23 people aboard this airplane from Freescale Semiconductor who vanished along with the airliner. Right. Did you see that? That's it right there.
Yep.
Mel, if that video is real, it really calls into question our very reality. So yeah. I guess, you know, me along with Kim.com, Kim.com is actually hoping it can be debunked, but so far... it has not been debunked. There's no debunking this video so far. So he's offering a $100,000 reward for the original video that doesn't include the orbs. The idea being that the satellite footage, the footage is real, but was it altered to make it appear that there was some sort of technology that assisted in the disappearance of the aircraft? Anyway, it's very alien, but what if it's terrestrial technology? What if it's U.S. military technology? What if they have the power to make aircraft disappear and open portals? It's mind-boggling.
Well, you know, it is shocking and all of that, but like I've done a lot of shows, especially before I got kicked off of YouTube, on CIA and InQtel technology that ends up in films and TV. Like I talked about before, Minority Report. Nobody would think that they really have that technology, but they do, and they did when they made that movie in 2012. So, you know, for me, I think that they have a lot of technology that they've been hiding. You and I have both done shows on Antarctica and other things that are unexplainable. And it's interesting that right now somebody is leaking this stuff, because those are two different videos from two different sources that were leaked at the same time on purpose. So to me, I think that this is all part of what we've been talking about with the disclosure and the gatekeepers, the puppet masters that you point out so beautifully all the time, are losing power. They're losing control. People on the inside are flipping over and saying enough's enough. And the more that they expose that, and I truly believe that a lot of this technology will be brought to light. And I think it's really important. I also think that Kim.com knows that it's real. So,
yeah. And that's the reason I wanted to share this. I probably wouldn't be focusing a lot on this in an interview with somebody like you, because it is such deep woo, if it weren't for the Kim.com connection. And that's why I started watching the full-length presentations of Ashton Forbes, as he would debunk, like, this is a really, really bright guy. Ashton Forbes, you're talking about somebody who has so much intelligence that he can dot the I's and cross the T's regarding everything that the debunkers bring to the table. And evidently,
yeah, and honestly, we've seen so many movies with these flips in time, and where they talk about portals and they talk about opening portals. I don't know if you watch Stranger Things, but it reminds me of that. But then you find out years later, oh my God, they do have that technology. Like I did. I found out that a lot of this technology exists. So they're hiding a lot of that technology. We've known that. We know that there's all these patents out there. I don't see why that would be impossible, but I know that Hollywood's been telling us it can be done for decades. And they told us a lot of things we thought were science fiction that really they knew existed to some extent.
Yeah, and evidently, guys, the bounty has now increased to $145,000. So if somebody with really deep pockets and a great knowledge, I guess, here's the thing. These videos were leaked 4 days after the disappearance of the aircraft, and they were leaked by somebody with high military clearance. Now, Ashton Forbes has determined, we now know who that person is, and I think Greg Reese did an entire video about this. So Greg Reese is on it. Like, really smart researchers are paying attention to this because it appears to be legitimate. And I guess the best way to sort of summarize all of this, Mel, as I'm coming back to you, is to remind people what the father of modern day rocketry said. He told his assistant, Carol Rosen, time and time again before he died, that the last card they would play is the alien card. And Wernher von Braun said to Carol, it will all be a lie. And it will all be a lie. So that's why I'm sharing this, because if the military, if some aspect of the deep state, the Pentagon, whatever, Lockheed Martin, these deep state, these skunk works projects, if they have this type of technology, well, it is alien in nature. It's so foreign to us that we would think that it's aliens. If they told us that UFOs stole that plane, if UFOs opened a portal and made that plane disappear, we'd believe it, because it looks like alien technology. So I just want to share that final warning for people that when Project Bluebeam happens, when an alien invasion happens and CNN is all over it, just remember what Wernher von Braun said. It will all be a lie.
Yeah. And we got to remember, like I said before, they're losing. I truly believe that they're losing on many fronts. This globalist billionaire oligarchy class of I called the Fourth Reich, I feel like they're losing. And I have been waiting for the alien invasion. But again, I agree with you. If that technology is real, it is real. It's not alien. It's probably our own government or another government. And we'll wait and see. But it's interesting timing. That's why I'm saying it's interesting timing for all of this, because it does appear to me, and this is what I do believe, is that there's two factions fighting way above us for control here. And though it looks like a lot of these groups are aligned to take down the United States, because then they can take the world, after they've removed the United States, which will never happen from the chessboard, the hell on earth for them to decide who's going to run it between CCP, Muslim Brotherhood, the billionaire oligarchs and the crown, all of them fighting amongst themselves. It's just not a good thing. So for me, I just think that we are being prepped for something, and we have to be just sturdy and focused and remember, you know, we should all stand united for freedom, sovereignty, and the future of humanity. And I really believe not only are we in biblical times, but we're in historical times. And I think like Mr. Beast and like Kim.com and all these people and you and many other people out there, there's lots of room for heroes and leaders right now. And I just hope everyone's getting all hands on deck to make sure that we all stay focused and sturdy for the year ahead. Because I, like I said, I believe that they are losing. I also believe that they are dangerous animals that need to be taken out right now. And that is a prospect and a time where, you know, we have to put aside our differences and have a common goal. And I believe that that is where we're heading. So let's see what happens with that technology. But at the same time, you know, that we do know that there's tons and tons of patents, lots of dead scientists and technology people. And we got to remember, the military industrial complex is not our friend. So, you know, they can do a lot of things, but we can also reject it.
Yeah, the last thing I'd say, too, is that I think there was a tie. We need to really dig into this and do more research on this again. I'm going off memory here, but there is a tie, I believe, between Rothschild in the patents and that superconductor technology. So just another reason to follow that story, guys. In the investigation.
Yeah, and one of the Rothschilds is a huge investor in all the alien technology. I'm not sure, Nathaniel may be one of them, but they're very behind that. You know who else is very into it is John Podesta and them. So it's important to realize that Wernher von Braun, you know, Nazi that they brought over in Operation Paperclip and ran NASA, you know, told us about it a long time ago. So people just have to be, they're desperate. They're going to do anything. And we just have to be one step ahead. So hopefully we get the truth out about this and everything else. And by the time we're marching into 2024, it's already over and we're mocking them. And they are on the run, if not already gone.
Yeah, I want to see them rounded up and tried for their crimes. I mean, it would be just the most amazing thing in human history to watch these people tried for their crimes. And then, you know, whatever justice is served, well, maybe it should be televised. I'll tell you what, guys, if you want to follow the weirdest story of the decade, just head on over to Twitter and type in MH370X and follow Ashton Forbes. It's really, really interesting stuff. I wouldn't even bring it up if it weren't so. Very, very interesting stuff. And Ashton Forbes is a very intelligent guy. All right. If you guys want to keep up with our friend Mel Kay, here's the website, themelkayshow.com. How often do you do shows? Are you putting up shows daily?
Yeah. I put up a show every single night, a new show at 7 p.m. Live stream there. And I've been doing a lot of different people. I really try to stick to what I can prove. And I'm very, very focused on informing people about Agenda 2030, Barack Obama signing on to it and showing all the steps since 2015 that have come after to really prove that everything that is going on is them walking us slowly into this dystopian, technocratic, you know, totalitarian, top-down, track and trace surveillance, digital ID world that we must all stand and reject. You know, they're not doing it for them. They're only doing it for us. So I really do hope people understand and educate themselves and make sure people know right now, 2024 is between freedom, sovereignty, liberty, future, and the destiny of humanity as such, and a globalist totalitarian future worldwide. And it's like a Hunger Games scenario. And you know, I believe we win here, but people really have to understand what we're dealing with. And thank you so much for your work, because it informs a lot of that.
Well, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for your time today. And keep in touch. We've got to get you back on sooner than
always.
This. It's been too
long. You too. Okay, thank you so much, Sean. And if anyone wants to go to themelkayshow.com, I'm doing Q&A, all kinds of things. And we have a great time over there. And we really appreciate you, Sean, having us on. And we'll see you soon.
All right, Mel. Take care. God bless. We appreciate
you. Bye-bye.
And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day for free. Check us out for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird, mainstream media, Rothschild lies. Bye-bye.
They want digital currency, centralized digital currency that they control, and they want to get everybody on a social credit score system. They're probably connected to some sort of a vaccine app. Or if you want to travel around, all they would need is another pandemic to try to push that shit through. And they're already talking about that.
Anytime you need food, gas, anything, they have total control. And whatever it is you buy, you don't own. Because all you've done is transferred some ones and zeros that they control to someone else. It can't be overstated what a big deal this is. Truly, the day that digital currency is established, if that is allowed to happen, more freedom will have been lost than any other time we're aware of in the history of this world.